This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. We have reached juz number 16, the 16th part of the Quran. And I want to talk about the chapter of Maryam alayhi salam, chapter number 19, verses number 30 to 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about something that you will not find in other scriptures. As we know with the Quran, there are some portions of the stories of the prophets that are within our Islamic scripture, and you will not find in other scriptures that concur with the presence and holiness of those prophets. This one is about Jesus alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth the story of Maryam and how she, with her righteousness, was someone that was always devoted to worship. She was always devoted to showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she was always devoted to serving the house of Allah, amongst the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the degree where Allah speaks about that we conceived her and gave her Jesus in her womb, and then she delivered him. But what I want to start off in this scene of this movie, if you will, is when she comes back to her people and she's holding Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, and she points to him. And then they said, "Oh Maryam, لقد جئت شيئا فريا. You have come with something unprecedented. ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. Your father was not an evil man, nor was your mother someone that was immoral. فأشارت إليه. So she pointed to him. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. They said, how can we speak to anyone that is in their cradle as a young boy? Verse number 30. قال إني عبد الله. He said, verily I am Abdullah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. So here is Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, speaking as a young boy, a baby, not even a young boy, a baby, sabi, in his mahd. She's holding him and he speaks, إني عبد الله. You won't find this in any other scriptures. That's the first thing. The second thing is that Isa, the first thing that comes out of the prophet's mouth is that he is a servant and slave of God, and he is not God. He said, I am Abdullah. And Abdullah is the epitome of servitude. In that name is the epitome of servitude, meaning that I am a servant and slave that needs a master, and my master is my creator, who is Allah. So the first thing that comes out of his mouth is Tawheed. And then he says what? Atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. He has given me a book, and that is what scholars mentioned, the Injil, wa ja'alani nabiyya, and made me a prophet. Wa ja'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu wa awsani bis-salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. And he has enjoined me with salat, the prayer, and giving me charity, the sadaqah, zakati, madum tu hayya, as long as I am with you. So here, Allah, he mentions that Allah has appointed him as a prophet. That's the first establishment. He has given him a book to live by. And then on top of that, the contents of the book, he has made him blessed wherever he may be. So in other words, is his presence of a prophet is adhering to the book that has been given to him, the revelation. And as long as he does that, he will be blessed wherever he may be. And from being blessed wherever you may be, the actions of a blessed person is enjoining in prayer and enjoining in giving back to what Allah has given you, charity, zakati, as long as you're with the people. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he has made me righteous to my mother, that I treat my mother with respect. Because in that time, it has been mentioned that the Banu Israel, that the Jews of that time, the women were belittled. And because they were weaker than the man, was the perception that they were weaker than the man. So they were disregarded. They were second class. But here, this prophet claims to be a prophet. Look at what he's enjoining them. To pray, to give charity. And he says, and I am righteous to my mother. I am good to my mother, and it does not make me an overbearing, miserable person. And as scholars mention, that the more you are overbearing, the more miserable you are. Which shows that the people that are overbearing to their females or their family and to belittle people, it's something that is of a miserable state. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا يعني على أمي, as some scholars mention, upon his mother. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And peace be upon me, the day that I was born, the day that I will be taken, and the day that I will be raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hayyan, alive. So Isa here is speaking as a baby. The first thing that he mentions is that he is a man, that he is a prophet, that has been given a mission, and then he mentions some of his responsibilities. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes here to remind you, speaking to you now. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. That is the Isa ibn Maryam. That is Jesus, the son of Maryam. The statement of truth in that which they all argue. They all argue, was he the son of God or whatever the case may be. But that's the truth. What Isa just said, that is the qawl al-haq that they all argue about. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms it here. He says, مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِن وَلَدٍ. It is not for Allah to take a son. Subhana, glory be to him. And if you notice in the Quran, Allah uses the word subhana as an answer or a response to people that say that God has a son or is like another form of his creation. He always responds with subhana. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِن وَلَدٍ سُبْحَانَ إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونَ. If he wants anything to happen, he will say, be and it is. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. And verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord. With that knowledge, فَاعْبُدُوهُ, worship him. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. That is the straight path. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the straight path, in which we ask him for in the chapter of Al-Fatiha at least 17 times a day. And remembering that the most important message was giving the most important right. And that right is worshiping Allah by himself, not saying that he is like his creation, not saying that he is at the level of his creation or taking any of his creation over him and greater than him in any form of magnificence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are like Isa alayhi salam, that we fulfill this message of the book, that we are blessed wherever we may be because we fulfill the laws of the religion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.